Welcome to the Foolish Wanderers Podcast.
Why must I be surrounded by fools?
Welcome, Wanderer.
Hey, Wanderers. Welcome back to the Foolish Wanderers Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything. I'm Katrina, always joined by my wonderful co-host.
Oh, me. I'm Kendra. See, I thought you were going to... Did you introduce yourself?
Sorry.
That's fine. Read the room wrong.
Today, continuing on our spooky October journey, we're going to be diving into the mystery of the Mothman. Ooh. Have you heard of the Mothman, Kendra?
I think I have. I know he's from West Virginia, like John Denver. That's about it.
Do you know what he looks like or anything? Have you heard like any like stories or anything?
I mean, I'm assuming that he's a giant moth.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
I guess, yeah.
Mothman? It's a moth. Is it a Mothman? Is it a moth and a man hybrid?
Actually, we don't know. He's a cryptid, so.
Okay. See, yeah. When it's like bat, man, spider, man, I go, okay, is he more man than spider? Is he more bat than man? Is he more man than moth? I don't know.
That's true, because Batman, Bruce Wayne, isn't like a bat. Like, he doesn't have wings. He's just a rich man.
Yeah, that's a superpower. That's the best superpower to have, in my opinion.
And Alfred. I love Alfred. You gotta have Alfred.
I do too. I like the sassy version of Alfred.
It's the best. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, imagine yourself a humble grave digger.
Oh, that sounds like a country song.
A humble grave digger?
Yeah. I'm a humble grave digger.
It's like some banjo. Come on. All right. So, imagine yourself as a humble grave digger digging a grave on November 12th, 1966 in Clendon, West Virginia. You're having a grand old time, or at least a time, when you and your coworkers hear something fly overhead and look up to see a huge humanoid figure fly overhead quickly from tree to tree.
A monkey.
A humanoid figure.
Isn't a humanoid figure technically a monkey?
It's supposed to look like a human. I guess monkeys kind of do.
Yeah.
But it was not a monkey, however.
They have opposable... Oh my gosh, I don't have to say this one thing.
Okay.
I have a correction
to
make. I thought John Denver was from West Virginia, like I had previously said.
Okay.
Apparently, he was born in Roswell, New Mexico. So...
Oh. Well, I mean, also creepy. Also a creepy town.
Very creepy town. Aliens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm kind of upset at myself.
Yeah, it was close enough. It was a creepy town.
Yeah, both are creepy towns. Both are creepy places.
Yep. I'll have to do a different episode on Roswell. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So that was the first recorded time that the creature we now know as the Mothman was spotted. So it was the first reported, I guess, like, encounter they've had.
By a humble grave digger.
A humble grave digger, yes.
I mean, as opposed to what kind of grave digger?
An evil one, I guess?
Nah, opposite of humble, I don't think is evil.
Humble bragging? Is that what? It'd be like, I'm a grave digger. I go to dig your grave.
I think it'd be noble or proud. Proud. Oh, proud. Proud, yeah.
Proud, yeah. That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Overbearing proud. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So just 3 days later, on November 15th, Roger and Linda Scarberry and their friends Steve and Mary Mallette were driving together on State Route 62 near the abandoned National Guard Armory building and power plant. So this place is abandoned and kind of creepy anyways.
Why were they over there?
I don't know, actually. They're just out driving one night. I don't know if they're coming back for like a party or something. I don't really know, I guess. They're just driving by it, so.
It seems like all these stories that we cover, whenever, you know, something bad's... Whatever, these people are driving out randomly all around the country. It's so weird to me.
Well, people back then used to just drive for fun.
That's so weird to me.
I love driving for fun. That's how when I was stressed out in college, I just drive in like the country a little bit and I feel better.
And you didn't think that you were going to get stranded in the middle of a highway and then, you know.
I never went too far.
The Mothman was going to come or, you know, like a UFO was going to
It was daylight and I had my phone and I was in my car. Like, I wasn't going to get out of my car. I was fine.
Okay.
Hey, I'm fine now, right? Yeah. I survived. I'm fine.
That's true.
So while they were driving past the abandoned National Guard Armory and TNT plant, or power plant, they saw a menacing figure standing 6 to 7 feet tall with a wingspan of about 10 feet that's standing in front of them.
This is why you shouldn't go out just driving for pleasure.
At night.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. Or in the middle of the day either.
It's fun.
You should stay at home.
That's how you discover stuff. That's fun.
I use Google Maps to discover things.
Fair enough. So when their headlights hit the creature, its giant eyes glowed bright red. So I think they said these are like eyes about the size of softballs. It's kind of like, so like giant eyes, like baseball softball size. Yeah. So then Roger, the car's driver, sped away towards town upwards of about 100 miles an hour. So he like floored it, getting all of them away from there. The creature, however, basically took off and followed them in the air, basically keeping pace with them. So like 100 miles an hour. It never once flapped its wings. So it's just gliding there. So that's kind of a weird thing too. Yeah, it's just like hovered behind them, like keeping pace, like 100 miles an hour. Yep. Then the couples heard the creature let out a loud screeching sound that sounded metallic and like an old record play being played at a really high speed. So like, I guess kind of like a record screech, or just like really distorted, creepy metallic.
Like a high-pitched warble?
I think so, yeah. I keep hearing just see like a record player being played really fast. Just like...
It just sounds like warbling.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. So when they made it to town, it disappeared. So like the edge of town, it disappeared.
How convenient.
Yeah, I know. So then Linda wanted to tell the police right away what they had seen. However, everyone else was like, no one will believe us. And so like they wanted to make sure that they had like evidence, or like wanted to make sure what they saw before they told anyone. So what did they do? Just like the regular horror movie trope. They drove it back out towards the TNT area, of course, to see if the creature was still there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, they drove back.
Of course. That's smart.
Yep. It's the smartest thing you can do in that situation.
That's what you do, yeah.
Yep. When they reached the power plant, Roger slowed down the car, and then he stopped. Then they heard the metallic screeching sound. This time it was so loud that it actually caused their ears to hurt. Like, the sound was, like, piercing. Then the creature landed in front of their car and stretched out its massive wings. Then... They turned on the headlights to see what it actually looked like. And upon being hit with the light, the creature backed away and flew off like he was scared of the light.
But aren't moths attracted to the light?
Yeah. Yep. But this one doesn't like light, apparently. Don't look at me.
Well, how is he the moth then?
He has wings, I guess. I don't know for sure why. We'll get a little bit more into it.
It's a bird man. He's a bird person. It's like bird man.
I haven't seen that show in forever. So then the crew group drove back into town to report it to the police, because like they're like, okay, we saw the creature again, like we know it's real or whatever. So then they talked to a deputy that they said that they knew. The deputy said that they knew them, and so he believed them. He then took, like, so there's the two couples. He separated them, like, so, like, each write down their encounters and draw what they saw. So that way they can be like, okay, are you telling the truth, or is this just, like, an elaborate lie?
Yeah. Or a joke. Yeah, of course. That's smart.
Yeah, it was pretty smart. So when he got all these, like, sketches and, like, accounts put back, he read them all, looked at them. The sketches were extremely similar. So, like, they saw the same thing. And then the accounts were all very similar as well. So they clearly either they had like a very well hatched like idea of what they're going to tell them, mm-hmm. or they saw what they saw. So then the deputy went with the couples back out to the TNT area around 2 a.m. to see if they could find the creature.
So it's like, nothing bad happens at 2 a.m. after midnight.
Yeah. Well, it's 3 a.m. when like all those spooky ghosts and things come out. That's when you don't.
That's go. What is the witching hour midnight?
It's either that or 3. I've heard both. Both are not good.
I've never heard 3, but then again.
3. That's apparently like when like the evil stuff comes out, or like the portals open up.
So midnight's when like some like the B team, the junior varsity meanies come out, and then 3 a.m. is when the varsity plays. Okay, got it.
Varsity monsters, yeah.
Got it. All right. The portals open up. I like that one. 3 a.m. is when the portals open up.
I think that's what it is. Do you want me to look up the definition, like difference between 12 and 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Pause for Google.
Please hold. We should have like elevator music playing.
We should.
I'm not kidding you. All the latest elevator music that I've been hearing lately are all like Billy Joel covers.
I love Billy Joel.
Like it's like Vienna like with the piano. It's just like a piano cover of Vienna.
Yeah, I mean, people on TikTok recently said that they discovered Billy Joel and all these people. I'm like,
I think it's only because of that, what's her face? I'm so old, but that, the new singer girl who's like 18, 19, who's like ripping off like Alanis Morissette's whole like, I'm so sad and emo and I hate love. What's her face? Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay, I don't know that well.
One of her, I hear it on the radio, but she talks about Billy Joel, so I'm sure that like teenagers now are Googling who Billy Joel is.
Okay.
and quote unquote discovering him.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it sounded like Fleetwood Mac too.
Oh, yeah. That only happened because of that skater guy with the ocean spray juice, yeah. Right?
Yeah, the cranberry
juice. That was so big. That was
a wholesome one, though. I love that one.
I love that one. But Dreams started, it started being on the charts again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But my point is, Billy Joel does not deserve to be elevator music.
No, I love Billy Joel.
Billy Joel is superior to elevator music.
Agreed.
And what if you kids are listening, one day your Olivia Rodrigo will be elevator music.
Isn't that weird? That's gonna be weird when like Katy Perry is like Dark Horse becomes like elevator
music. Oh god, I hate that song so much.
Okay, so here's what I found about 3 a.m.
Oh yeah, you're talking about that.
We're pausing for elevator music as well.
I got enraged at the one time I heard.
Oh my. Okay.
Don't you disrespect Billy Joel like that. He's an American treasure. He's the piano man.
So the phrase witching hour began at least as early as 1775 in the poem Night and Ode by Matthew West, though its origins may go further back into 1535, where the Catholic Church prohibited activities during 3 to 4 a.m. time frame due to emerging fears about witchcraft in Europe. In the Western Christian tradition, the hour between 3 and 4 a.m. was considered to be a peak supernatural activity time. This time's also
that's when all the portals open.
Well, this is probably where that like came from. This is the time also referred as the devil's hour.
Wait, 3 a.m. is the devil's hour?
Yeah, between 3 and 4 a.m.
That's
yeah.
when all them portals opened up.
So it's due to it being a mocking inversion of the time which Jesus supposedly died was 3 p.m. So, yeah.
Oh, the opposite. Okay, 3 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m. is like the opposite, 12 hours different.
Because that's when all them portals opened up.
So I guess there's multiple times it can be considered the witching hour, it says. Some claim it's between 12 and 1, while others claim there's increased supernatural activity between sunset and sunrise, which is nighttime. So, yes, dark, scary, yes. So, yeah, between 12 and 1 and 3 and 4 are technically, like, the times where it's, like, devil's hour. Ooh, spooky. Fun facts. History lesson. Ta-da!
Boom.
Okay. Back to Mothman. So around 2 a.m., the deputy went back out with the couples to the abandoned power area or the TNT area to see if they could find Mothman. When they got there, they found some hoof-like footprints and saw
what?
Some, yeah, they found like hoof footprints. So I don't know. Like they didn't say like how big they were. They're just like hoof footprints. So it could have been deer. It could have been like,
this
I don't
sounds
know.
More like the Jersey Devil.
It could have been something like that. I don't know.
Are they by New Jersey? I don't
Jersey
know.
Devil? I think New Jersey. Let me go. Let me finish this quick on Google Jersey Devil.
Okay. I like the Jersey Devil's scary. We could do one.
Yeah,
on
no,
that.
That one's scary. Yeah. So when they got there, they found the hoof-like footprints and saw some shadowy figures walking around in the darkness. However, they never truly saw the Mothman. But that would freak me out, right? Like to see just like shadows moving. That would freak me out at 2 a.m.
I mean, it would be kind of freaky to me, but then I would look at my clock and I'd be like, oh, thank God, it's not 3 a.m. Because the portals haven't opened up yet.
I will agree that like nighttime's scary in my opinion. I don't like not being able to see where everything's at. That's why I don't like nighttime.
It like I think that's why we kind of freak out. Probably like our, you know, our old timey ancestral brains are still thinking like, oh, the saber-toothed tiger might jump out and get me.
Yeah.
And also I looked up because I was like, I don't think West Virginia is by New Jersey at all. And it's not at all. We are very, I paid attention to geography, but you know.
Yeah, no, it's quite a ways away.
I was forgetting that there's, you know, Maryland and Pennsylvania and Delaware and, you know.
All those important states.
All those other important states that are hugging New Jersey from West Virginia.
Yeah, so the Jersey Devil is from South Jersey.
Yeah.
So, in the Pine like, Barrens.
Yeah, the Pine Barrens, which are really creepy and spooky.
Yeah, another thing. See, a common theme with all these cryptids and things is like woods, and especially the Appalachian mountains. Those mountains are terrifying.
Old. Man, we looked it up. One of the oldest in America.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. What episode was that? Oh, I don't know. Okay, getting back to Mothman. Sorry. Yeah,
you're testing my knowledge today.
All right, so as they're out at the plant, the deputy tried to radio back to the station, and then when he turned on the radio before he could talk, a horrible screeching sound emanated from the radio. And that sounded, the couples said that that's what sounded like the Mothman.
Are they sure it wasn't Katy Perry's Dark Horse?
I don't think so. A little bit different time frame there.
That'd be so funny.
Futuristic music? What is this?
It's just Juicy J's going,
there's no going back. That would be scary though, right?
I'd be scared. If you turn on your radio, in my boots.
If you turn on your radio and it's like, here, there's no going back, that would be terrifying.
Yeah, I'd be shaking in my suede black boots.
Yeah. Yep. So as they tried to leave, because they're rightfully creeped out, there apparently a dust cloud that blocked the view of the road all of a sudden came out of nowhere and blocked the view of the road for a while.
Creepy.
Yeah. So the deputy, he reported later, he's like, I'm usually not scared, but that time I really was. So yay, fun. we're going to talk a little bit more like about Linda. So Roger was the driver of the car, right? He was the one that
floored it to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, to get back to town, yeah. Yep. And Linda was his wife, I believe. So poor Linda, she was extremely affected by this whole encounter. She was hysterical the whole time, ever since I first saw the creature, and when she got back to
town... Why wouldn't she get out of the car? Why would she go back with them? Because remember, they went back.
Yeah, they went back twice. I think what she wanted... So what I'm thinking is it could have been just like a peer pressure thing, right? Because it's your husband, it's your friends. You're like, let's go look back out, you know, like, nothing's gonna happen, you're gonna be fine, you know, right? Like, it's that peer pressure thing.
That's something about me. I don't crack to peer pressure. I would be drop me off at the nearest IHOP. I'm gonna go eat pancakes.
That's good. Pick me up. I'm gonna be sopping these pancakes and syrup. I'm gonna have a good old time.
Go have fun looking for your moth creature. Yeah. I'm gonna be, yeah.
Well, she's the one that wanted to go to the police right away, but they convinced her to go back out. So
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So when they got back to town, they took her to the hospital or to the clinic, or whatever, and she had to be treated for shock because she was so shaken up, and I feel so bad. And apparently, her ear started to bleed, and they discovered that she had suffered a concussion reportedly from hearing the creature's call. Which I guess so. The medical professionals there also said that it could have happened from a sudden change in atmospheric pressure. So apparently that can happen.
But would that would have happened to everybody else? Though,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, well, I think so. I think unless it was like she was like in a random different spot or something. I don't know. But yeah, I think it happened to everybody else.
Yeah, poor Linda.
Yeah. So then for the next few days, Linda received many phone calls that when were answered were just screeching that the creature made, or just beeping sounds, like that dial tone, like beeping sound.
That's creepy.
It's very creepy. She also said that she heard disembodied voices and saw items move on their own. Again, not fun.
Not fun.
So then later, she also told her friends that she was visited by men in black that wanted to hear what she saw and threatened her to keep quiet about the encounter.
Well, she didn't keep quiet, so...
Well, they got there after they talked to the police, so the police report was already out, so, like, she'd already talked, so it was like, so that's how they have their whole encounters.
They're like, don't you dare write a exclusive book for Barnes & Noble.
It's gonna be number one bestseller. Mothman. Yep. But then the witnesses later recalled to the local newspaper, the Point Pleasant Register, that the creature was incredibly fast and was as close on their tail as they sped back to town, about 100 miles an hour, so it followed them as fast as I could go. While I was chasing them, the creature made a loud screeching sound, sounded like a record scratch, and they all agreed that it was clumsy on the ground. So, like, it walks, when they first saw it, like, it's bipedal, right? So, it walks on its legs.
Yep.
But they said it was kind of clumsy. So, when they got to the edge of town, apparently it landed and scuttled away into a nearby field and disappeared.
He was drunk.
Yeah,
yep. I'm gonna call it right now. Mothman is a drunk.
He just waddles into the field. So then the Point Pleasant Register's headline for the next day, November 16th, 1966, read, couples see man-sized bird, ... creature, ... something. And this really got, like, the townspeople worked up.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah, well, you're not expecting anything, and all of a sudden you see this in the front, you hear, like, normal news covers, you're like, oh, bridge is being built, or, like, you know, we're having a fair.
Paint's drying on the wall.
Yeah. Couple sees man-sized bird, what? Yeah, no, it's it's going to cause quite a stir.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Yep. So thus, the Mothman legend was born. So more and more sightings were reported over the next like few months or to a year. There were over 100 sightings in the next 13 months.
Of course there were.
Yeah. I believe in the next like 3 days, there were 8 more sightings.
Yeah.
So it was pretty...
It usually goes hand in hand if there was like a sighting of something like Bigfoot or like the Jersey Devil. Then there's, you know, like 24 other ones that month as well.
Yeah. Well, like, and I hope that they're being like truthful, but sometimes it's like, are you just jumping on the bandwagon?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. But reportedly, there was 100 sightings in the next 13 months. So a little while later, the official Mothman name was given to the creature by an anonymous Ohio newspaper editor who most likely wanted to name the name of the creature to resemble the iconic name of Batman, whose TV show was huge at the time. So they're like, we need a name for this thing. What's
Why
cool? What's
not
trendy?
Name it Birdman or like Man-Bat?
Man-Bat. That's a good question. I don't really know why they chose Moth.
Especially since his thing is supposed to have hooves.
Actually, so the hoof thing, I don't know if that was part of Mothman. Oh. That's just what they found, but they don't know if that's part of Mothman or not.
You know, Donkey Man.
Donkey Man.
We'll llama. Like, llama person. I don't know.
They had wings. Llamas don't have wings. Oh, for the hooves, you mean? Just slurping around the shadows.
The llama man could have wings.
Eh.
A llama fly. Horsefly. Why did they name it horsefly?
Because it's not a horse. It's a man.
Horsefly. It's perfect. It flies and there's horse, you know, hooves.
That's true. Yeah. No, that's pretty good.
I think I just took that Ohio newspaper editor's job, if they're still alive.
If they're still working there, yeah. So many locals believe that the Mothman lived in the vacant nuclear power plant outside of town, because that's where he's kind of been seen around. And that area apparently was once home to a top secret government facility where nuclear weapons were tested.
It sounds more like Stranger Things.
Yeah, it does, right? Maybe that's where they got this idea from.
Maybe.
Yeah. So another account I have is on November 27th, 2 weeks after the first sighting by the lady of the name of Connie Carpenter. She was on her way home from church when the creature appeared in front of her car. She reported that it had red eyes like the devil.
She's seen the devil before.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure she's seen photos or like paintings, you know, like ancient paintings or whatever, like
what if
old
I
paintings.
Told you the devil has blue eyes?
I mean, honestly, I don't know for sure, so I wouldn't say you're wrong.
Take that, Connie.
So the encounter traumatized the poor lady, and she couldn't stop talking about its red eyes. But to be honest, though, like, red is much more intimidating than blue, in my opinion, right? Like, red's more evil. It's like fire, lava, evil, ooh. Blue's like water, calm. Anyways, okay. And she felt for a while that the eyes were always watching her. So, like Linda, Connie said that Men in Black came to talk to her as well. They wanted to hear every detail about her encounter and warned her not to tell anyone else about her experience. So that's the second time we've heard of the Men in Black involved. I have a couple more sightings here. So the Gettysburg Times reported 8 additional sightings in a short span of 3 days after the first claims. This included 2 volunteer firefighters who said that they saw a very large bird with red eyes. So, Birdman.
A Birdman.
Birdman. And so another one, the day before the Mothman was seen by Millettes and Scarberries, it was the couples in the car. It's possible that he made a stop at the Newell Partridge home in Salem, West Virginia. Mr. Partridge claimed that he saw strange patterns appearing on his television screen one night, followed by a mysterious sound just outside of his home. So he's shining a flashlight toward the direction of the noise. Partridge supposedly witnessed 2 red glowing eyes resembling bicycle reflectors looking back at him. And then after seeing the red glowing circles, his beloved German shepherd named Bandit bolted into the woods after them. Partridge says that he looked for Bandit, but found nothing but paw prints going in circles and then vanishing. To this day, he still believes that the fearsome beast took his pet.
Wait!
So that's really sad.
So the dog died?
That's what I'm thinking, because he said that it went in circles, like he found something in the tree. You know, like how like they circle, like you're just like, oh, it's a tree, it's above me. And then it just stopped. The paw prints just stopped.
Katrina, we don't want to hear about pets dying.
I'm sorry, but it's an encounter. I'm sorry.
This is the darkest episode we've ever done.
It's spooky Halloween.
Lord.
It's spooky October, okay? I do apologize.
Bandit bit the dust and you're just making jokes? Ah, maybe it was a big owl.
It could be. Honestly, we'll get to some theories here in a little bit.
But it was a German shepherd. I've never heard of an owl picking up a German. Maybe it was a horde of owls. A gang.
It's perhaps just like 50 owls that lifts them up.
Yeah, aww. It was a gang of owls. The hoodlums. Do you like that one?
Who hoodlums. That'd be a funny t-shirt. Just like a bunch of owls and be like, hoodlums.
Yeah, and they have like little black leather jackets with like the butterfly knives. And then like their feathers are gelled back.
I love it.
And they could be like eating like those Tootsie Pops or like smoking. Yeah. I
love it. We need to make this a t-shirt.
Okay. I
ran it down. So some of the main characteristics of the Mothman that all these encounters have in common was when the Mothman starts to fly, he flies straight up like a helicopter. He doesn't like take a running start at it before he flies.
Weird.
So he just like lifts straight up, which is weird, right? Because like all birds, you know, like they take a running start, not the Mothman apparently.
Yeah.
And then he's taller, or it's taller than the average man, which, again, like 6 to 7 foot. I've heard of like 8 feet or something like that, too.
Oh, so my
like
gosh.
Pretty tall.
Didn't you say the first encounter with the couples in the car was 10 feet they saw?
10 foot wingspan.
Oh, that was the wingspan. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So then the most common attribute that they report is the red glowing eyes. And then it walks on his hind legs kind of clumsily. It has large wings, but no feathers. He's instead covered in hair. So that might be why it's not a bird man. It's like a Mothman. Like
I still am hair. Rooting for horsefly.
Again, needs to be a t-shirt.
Horsefly.
So then they also say he has a 10 to 15 foot wingspan. So kind of a range there, but large wingspan. And then he never flaps his wings. So even when he's flying, he just glides. He doesn't flap his wings.
Maybe it's a giant hummingbird person.
Hummingbirds flap their wings, though.
But like they flap them so fast that you kind of can't really see them.
I guess I can see it. I don't know. Maybe if it's dark, I guess. Like
maybe I have special. I have special eyes.
I have special eyes. It's my superpower. I can't see things move fast. Specialized. Yeah. Operative specialized. All right. So then, so while these sightings were going on, here's some of the symptoms that the townspeople.
Wait, they got sick?
Kind of. Okay. So there's hundreds of people when this is going on. People like tried to go out and find this creature. There's like upwards of like probably over 1,000, I think I read. It was like hundreds of people, up to 1,000. They grabbed their guns and tried to hunt down the creature, like went out to the old power plant, couldn't find anything. However, the people that did see the Mothman, they said if they looked into the Mothman's eyes, they claimed to have suffered some kind of side effects. Most commonly was eye burn, which they said was red, dry, itchy, swollen, watery eyes. So like you got like a sunburn kind of a thing on your eyes.
Maybe it was allergy season.
It could have been. It was in November. So so then some people also said that they witnessed paranormal events like lost time, which is pretty common with like UFO sightings and stuff.
Yep.
Nightmares, like very vivid nightmares. Strange phone calls that were only strange beeping and screeching.
That's terrifying.
Yep. Static that would mess with TVs and police radios. Increase of UFO sightings. So apparently like around this time, there's tons of UFO sightings around this area too.
Yep.
And then cars broke down for no reason. Like they take them to mechanics and couldn't figure out why it was broken down. Premonitions that something really bad was coming. And an impending sense of doom, especially close to December.
Which... I mean, I have that issue too. So.
It's supposed to be a happy-go-lucky season, but...
Oh, the year is almost dead?
Yeah, a couple more days. Yeah.
I think everyone has an impending sense of doom at the end of December.
Probably at least slightly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the impending doom takes us to our next section here. So the sightings continued for months throughout the Point Pleasant area, so 13 months. Okay. The mystery and fear surrounding the strange bird-like monster came to a head on December 15th, 1967, during rush hour.
Oh, no.
The traffic lights had been malfunctioning all day, causing delays on the Silver Bridge, which connected Point Pleasant with Gallipolis, Ohio, which is how you say it. And the bridge was a lot more crowded than usual. So around 5 p.m., the Silver Bridge started to shake.
Oh no.
One lady named Charlene Wood was driving across the bridge and she heard it start to shake, so she put her car in reverse in an attempt to get off the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of the bridge, her car stalled. The witnesses reported hearing a loud blast like a shotgun, and within 1 minute the entire bridge collapsed. About 4 feet in front of Charlene's car. So she was safe. But she was very close. So that's she got like, out there just in time.
That's like that Final Destination or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So out of the 37 cars on the bridge, 31 of them fell. And 46 people died on the bridge. There's two bodies that still have not been recovered.
Oh, wow.
And they took a few months to recover the majority of them. So 90% of the bridge fell 104 feet into the river. There are some reports too that I've seen that I've read that there's some people that fell like only 20 or 30 feet and they were fine. So like, they still fell, but like they didn't get the, like they didn't die from it. Like they're okay. So some people did survive.
That's good, but oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's still, yeah. So the Silver Bridge disaster is the deadliest bridge disaster in U.S. history still today.
Jesus.
Yeah. The determined cause? It was an undetectable crack only 3 millimeters deep on a dysfunctional eye bar in the suspension train that could only have been found if the bridge was dismantled. So no one could have found this. Yeah. So apparently some like way this bridge was constructed, they didn't use enough. I believe it was like eye bars. They didn't use enough. They didn't
design flaw. Jeez.
Yeah. No, it was messed up. So yeah. So actually from this, we have like new laws about like how bridges are supposed to be made. So to help prevent
this
from ever happening again. Yeah. So that's... Isn't that crazy? There's just like 3 millimeter crack.
That you would never think.
You couldn't find.
Yeah, you would never know unless the bridge was dismantled. That's what's exactly. Crazy to me.
Yeah. Yep.
You would never know this thing had a problem unless this thing was apart, like a bunch of Lego pieces.
Exactly. Yep. So that's no one crazy. Could have found it. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So some locals felt that there was something more sinister at play and that it might be connected to the recent reports of the eerie creature, the Mothman. The week before the collapse, people like being stopped on the bridge claimed that they had felt unsafe and that they could feel it swaying. So like even like with the weeks couple like a week before there's like some signs of it. But like no one really caught it. No one was literally like, oh, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, because you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, no, like you couldn't tell. So theories arose that at Point Pleasant, there might have been a portal to an alternate realm that the Mothman creature, coupled with the reports of UFOs, poltergeists, and the bizarre light phenomenons in the area at the time, was somehow connected to the Silver Bridge tragedy. Some wondered if the Mothman was responsible for the Silver Bridge destruction, while others hypothesized that despite the Mothman's frightening appearance, he might have been sent to warn the town of the impending tragedy by putting images of disaster in people's minds before it happened.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so some people were like, it could have been like he caused it or it caused it, or like some people were like, well, we've been feeling doom for months, for 13 months. Well, you should get number 13. That's kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a spooky number. but some people were like, he could have been trying to warn us. It's hard to tell.
But he made poor Linda's ears bleed.
Yeah. Yep. So some other things I heard too was like, some people think that the sounds might have been like governmental testing of like sonic waves. Like,
oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. So it could have been something like with that affecting people's minds, like sounds we can't hear really. But they still affect us because those
exist. I like that theory.
Yeah, it's creepy, but it's possible.
Anytime it's like the government's doing something sketchy, I'm like, yes,
that's what it is.
That's what it is.
So some people believe that the Mothman was messing with the traffic lights, like I mentioned before, because they're wonky, to make sure as many people were on the bridge as possible when it fell. While others think it could have been them trying to keep people off of it, being like, it's not working, stay away, don't go on this bridge, whatever. But it was crowded. So.
But it happened during rush hour.
Yeah, rush hour. Yeah, it was busy anyway. So like,
yeah.
Some people think that the lights messing up could have been Mothman being like, don't go on the bridge, stay away. Otherwise, some are like thinking that it put as many people on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. However, after the bridge collapse, the Mothman sightings around Point Pleasant stopped.
Interesting.
So like it all of a sudden just like stopped.
Wait, completely stopped?
Yeah. Yep. All reported sightings have been stopped.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
So that's not the only disaster Mothman has been tied to. So there's quite a few more. We'll get into some of them. So the first one I have is Chernobyl.
Oh.
I think everyone's probably heard of it.
That horrifying.
Yeah. Yep. So on April 26th, 1986, in the Soviet Union, the world's worst nuclear disaster occurred when an explosion took place during a routine systems test of the reactor 4 at the Chernobyl nuclear plant.
In Russia.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is it in Russia or is it in Ukraine?
Good question.
I think it's in Ukraine, actually. I looked this up. Oh, my Lord. Ukraine.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. It was giving me, like, Polish translations and Russian. I was like, geez, I don't speak this. No, I'm sorry.
Russian's confusing.
Northern Kiev Oblast, Ukraine. Probably butchered that. All right, it's in Ukraine.
Okay, thank you. So the nearby town of Pripyat, I believe that's how I say it, served as a base for the first responders, but was later evacuated due to the presence of harmful radiation.
Mm-hmm.
In the decades following the disaster, rumors have flown in on cryptozoology-inclined corners of the internet that Chernobyl workers and residents of Pripyat saw something very eerie in the days prior to the explosion. They reported that a bizarre winged creature had been seen flying over the town on numerous occasions. A few workers at Chernobyl also allegedly saw the same creature hovering over the plant. Even stranger, those who claimed to have seen the creature were reportedly plagued by nightmares and harassed by incessant threatening phone calls thereafter. Many claim that the creature resembled a man-like bird with red eyes. There you go, Birdman. And some came to refer to it as the Blackbird of Chernobyl.
See, that is a way better name than Mothman.
Yeah, it's a little bit more fitting.
The Blackbird of Chernobyl. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a really cool metal band.
Actually, though, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one I have is 9/11.
Oh, no.
Yep. So following the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001 in the U.S., rumors emerged that witnesses reported seeing a large crane-like figure in the vicinity of the towers 5 days prior to the attack. It had been 31 years since any such sighting of Mothman in North America. On the day of the horrific attack, Mothman was reported to have appeared again, some by claiming that they could see his face through the clouds of smoke and debris. I mean, it's plausible, right? Like, it could have happened. It didn't happen. But at this point, it's also like people might have known of Mothman, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it didn't happen.
But I mean, do you think that people heard of Mothman in the Ukraine?
Probably not. No, that's what's weird, right? It's like
that's super weird.
Yeah, no, it's nothing close to Point Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, I actually remember this disaster. It was the I-35 West, bridge collapse in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
My dad left early from work that day.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Was he in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he left early. That's the bridge that he goes on. And he left like 30 minutes early, and then he got calls from my mom when he was it 20 minutes north of that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So like if he would have left on time, he'd been in the middle of it.
Yeah, right? Or like approaching it. I don't know. Yeah.
Wow. I would say like that. That's like, it's cool because it's kind of cool to have that connection, but it's also really scary.
Yeah.
All right. So again, at rush hour on August 1st, 2007, a bridge on the Interstate 35 in Minneapolis, Minnesota gave away at its center. 13 people died and nearly 145 people were injured in this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Reports trickled in that a Mothman-like figure started appearing near the edge of the bridge about a month prior to its collapse. Skeptics dismissed this creature as a large heron or crane, which is possible.
Okay.
But some Mothman believers began to theorize that Mothman could possibly be a paranormal entity rather than a cryptid. So someone that warns you or brings...
It's sounding more like it's not death, you know, mm-hmm. because death... But you know how, like, the big death character with the dark hood, with the scythe?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
It's kind of like that, like an omen to death or something.
Omen, yeah. Yeah, no, but... Yeah. See, I'd believe... Like, I can see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the next one I have is the swine flu. So on April 10th, 2009, residents of La Huanta, I apologize if I'm saying these things very wrong, I apologize, in the Mexican state of Chihuahua, began noticing a strange creature in their midst.
A chihuahua.
A chihuahua, yeah. He was very tall and hairy, with two expansive wings and wide bloodshot eyes. So red eyes, large wings. One young student even reported that the creature chased him relentlessly, and he said that those were 15 minutes of maximum despair.
Oh my god!
I feel so bad. He's like, this poor kid. He was being chased. I feel so bad.
Man.
So it was during this time that the area began to see a rise in swine flu cases tied to the ongoing 2009 outbreak. The two other witnesses by the names of Angela Mendez and Viviana Ledesma, I believe, again, I apologize if I'm saying these names wrong, claimed to have heard the creature in an apple orchard near Minca Cemetery. Some believers theorize that the creature terrifying the residents of Chihuahua was, in fact, the Mothman. It sounds kind of at least similar, right? Large, tall, hairy, winged, bloodshot, red eyes.
Similar. I mean, this thing all of a sudden is sometimes a crane, and sometimes it has hair, and sometimes there's hooves, and...
See, I don't know if the hooves was actually seen on the Mothman, but they did find it around that area. So we don't know for sure that the hooves were tied into it.
That's true.
So the last one that I have is from Chicago. So recently, the Mothman has been spotted quite a bit around Chicago, Illinois, in the last few years. So from 2011 to its peak in 2017, at least 55 people reported seeing the Mothman in Chicago. Since its first sighting in 2011, it is mainly seen around the O'Hare Airport and Lake Michigan.
It came in at O'Hare.
It flew in at O'Hare. It flew on clear for landing.
It flew on Spirit Airlines.
That'd be funny. You just like see a plane land and this thing's just sitting like waving at you from on top of the plane. Like, hey, how's it going? So the latest reported sighting was from a postal worker in the fall of 2020 at Chicago O'Hare Airport. So I'm not going to O'Hare anytime soon. So this is her account. So this is her...
What she thought she saw.
Transcribed. Okay. Yep. Okay. I had just left work at the UPS sorting facility at O'Hare Airport at about 11 p.m. on Thursday, the 24th of September, and was walking out to my car when I saw something standing at the far end of the parking lot where I usually park. At first, I thought it was a very tall person with a long coat. As I got closer to my car, I unlocked my car, which caused my headlights to come on. My headlights hit the person standing about 20 to 25 feet from my car, causing it to turn and look right at me. I saw that it was not some person, but some red-eyed creature. And what appeared to be a coat were actually wings that spread out as soon as it turned to look at me. At first, I thought it was some kind of very, very large bird, but I never had seen any bird that stood almost 7 feet tall. I'm 5'4", and this thing looked taller than me by at least 2 feet.
Oh my gosh.
This thing then started making some type of chirping sound, almost half chirp, half click, like someone was clicking their tongue, but much, much faster.
Ew.
Yeah. It then made some type of screeching sound and took off running towards me. It got within 10 feet of me and took off into the air and flew above me, which is different because usually he just lifts straight up. So this is a little bit different.
This is way different.
Yep. So, but the screeching and like the overall look of it is pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. So I was screaming hysterically as I crouched down behind my car's open door and I dived into my car head first. I was in near panic as I tried to start the car, close and lock the doors, and turn on my interior lights. I started my car and took off out of the parking lot and flew down the road until I hit the main road. I got home and told my husband, who also works at the same facility, and he was the one who told me about the sightings of this thing. I was scared shitless and I hope I never see the thing again. This thing was roaming around the area, scaring people half to death. I hope the airport people decide to do something about this thing someday.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna go to Midway Airport now.
Yeah, no, I'm staying away from O'Hare for a while. Yeah,
not going through O'Hare, going through Midway.
Okay. So now we're gonna get into some examples of what it could be. So the main thing that people think it is a sandhill crane. So a lot of early reports of Mothman frequently called it like bird-like, and they focus on the red eyes, which some local scientists believe that it was nothing but a large heron. Dr. Robert L. Smith of West Virginia University had a more specific theory. He believed that locals had been seeing a large sandhill crane, a bird with a large 10-foot wingspan and red markings around its eye. The bird isn't native to West Virginia, but some occasionally make their way into the state. In PBS's mystery web series Storied, the host discovered that 28 sandhill cranes were spotted in West Virginia from January 2017 to August 2019. Not a ton, but enough to make it very possible that that's what they could have saw at Point Pleasant. So if you look at this bird, it does have a bright red like mask around its eyes pretty much. So I can understand it, but again, it's not 7 foot tall. They're like 4 feet tall, I think, at the most. So,
I mean, I think you know where I stand on this subject with the bird being the...
You'd be terrified of it either way.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't make a difference for Kendra.
I wouldn't put it past a bird to, you know, murder a beloved pet dog named Bandit.
Yeah. You had to bring that back, didn't you?
Yeah. Or harass little students in Mexico. I wouldn't put it past a bird.
I mean, I guess I don't know much about cranes, but I know geese are pretty nasty. Like, if you get around their area, like, if you get, like, around their nests and stuff, geese are nasty.
Nasty. Hiss, and they got teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Satan's sleigh is pulled by a thing of geese.
Kendra's theory.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So another explanation was owls, apparently. So owls, I guess, also have kind of reddish eyes when they're hit by light, and they do have large wingspans. So it could have been an owl, which is interesting because people also pointed owls out for the Flatwoods Monster, right? Because it had red eyes. It was very tall, but owls aren't that tall. Like, they're not going to be 7 feet tall.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't put it past an owl. Again, have you ever seen the viral videos of people like taking like the have like an owl sitting there, and then people will come up from the bottom like by the owl's butt, and then they'll flatten out its feathers, and they'll show you how long their legs are.
They have long legs.
They have very long legs.
Yeah, it's like they're wearing a skirt. It's interesting.
Like, they're like runners. If you want to see something weird, look up owl's legs.
Owl's legs. Yeah, you don't really ever see an owl's legs even when they're flying. So another possible explanation was, of course, aliens. So that's kind of like a given.
I like most cryptids. Yeah.
So about the same time of the Mothman sightings, they're being reported in large volumes beginning in 1966, so the same time as Mothman. There's a lot of UFOs being reported.
Mm-hmm. It was a popular, because that's when, isn't that the 60s when they started?
So like, you know, Roswell and stuff, you mean?
Yeah.
Or, let me Google that. That was 47, so...
Oh my lord, never mind! That was quite a bit sooner.
It was like 20 years earlier. So I guess there was like mysterious energy fields and glowing orbs, weird animal behaviors and disappearances, technology failures, loss of time, and then men in black would visit the town and make threatening inquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
So that was also happening with Mothman. So people are like, this happens with aliens, and it happened with Mothman. It could just be an alien, which... It's pretty plausible. That's a lot of coincidences.
Plus, he doesn't really use his wings. He just flies.
Yeah, he just like hovers there. Yeah.
Yeah, like he flies straight up.
Yep. So it could just be like an alien drone that just like comes and follows people. That's possible.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's weird. So the next one that I have is a military flying machine. It's like an experimental machine that the military was working on.
Oh, you mean a government?
Yeah, government theory. Yeah. So since it was like an abandoned military government facility right next to the power plant, a lot of people are thinking that this was like somehow related to that. Like maybe they're still working on some top secret devices there, and it was just like testing it. That could have been. I mean, yeah. Another theory was also like that they were dumping toxic waste into this area, so it was a mutant bird.
Oh,
some sort of mutant bird. So like, but then other people were like, well, that could have been. But at the same time, if this one creature got mutated from it, right? Like if it's one owl or whatever, then wouldn't everything else around there, like wouldn't there be mutant deer and like raccoons and like
maybe all that's stuff? Where that chronic wasting disease came from the deer.
Oh, like the zombie deer stuff. Yeah. that disease creeps me out. There's another one too, like up in Canada now. That freaks me out. It's a little too close to home. Mm-hmm. All right. So then the last theory that I have is a thunderbird. So this one's actually kind of a bad backstory.
Thunderbirds are cool.
They're cool. Yeah. But I'll get into it. So another theory is that the Mothman could be a legendary thunderbird that was sent as a curse from the powerful Native American chief, Cornstalk. Cornstalk hated war and wanted to make peace with the white settlers after a major battle where both sides lost a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
So then after the peace treaty between the two parties in 1777, the British tried to recruit the tribes. So Cornstalk went, he still wanted to have peace, and he tried to warn the white settlers in Point Pleasant. However, when he was there, he and a couple other of his men, or a couple other members of his tribe, were taken hostage. They were used as bargaining chips, and they were treated well, and Cornstalk even helped like settlers map out the area. However, eventually things took a very dark turn when a white man was killed by Native Americans. I don't know what tribe, it didn't really say what tribe it was, which is like he was killed by Native Americans. And then, sadly, Cornstalk and two other Native Americans were murdered by angry settlers as like a form of their form of payback or whatever. Mm-hmm. Even though it wasn't them, right? Because Cornstalk wanted peace, like he wouldn't do that.
Yep.
So it was believed that as he died, he placed a curse of death and destruction on the town for the next 200 years.
And is this a legitimate story? Like this is like an actual historical event that there was a chief named Cornstalk and he was taken hostage
I believe so. Because it was in Point Pleasant. Like this was like around there.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually a wildlife management area named after him now, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he got murdered and everything, but at least he has a wildlife management building.
Yep. So to go along with this curse, It says that the Thunderbird is believed in the Native American culture to be a giant menacing bird-like creature that causes strong winds and thunderstorms just mm-hmm. by flapping its wings and shooting lightning from its eyes. And yeah, to go cool. with that, yeah,
so it's badass.
Yeah, it is, actually.
A Thunderbird is an entire Led Zeppelin song.
Is it really?
No. Oh, no. I just think that if, whenever I listen to, like, any Led Zeppelin, you know, like, if the Led Zeppelin had, like, music videos today, yeah. if they yeah. were around today, they'd have, like, Thunderbirds in it, I think.
That's true, yeah. It kind of yeah. matches your vibe. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are thinking that's why Mothman didn't flap his wings, because he didn't want to, like, cause, like, the storms and stuff constantly on Point Pleasant just by flapping his wings. And then some people, when the bridge collapsed, the Silver Bridge, people reported right, like, before it collapsed, a loud, like, boom. So it sounded like something exploding. So people were thinking, like,
his wings.
Like, his wings, or, like, the lightning from his eyes or something like that. Something like that caused the fracture.
Cool.
So
I'm not cool because people died, but
yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people died.
No, I'm just saying that Thunderbirds are cool.
Yeah,
yep. it shoots lightning bolts out of his eyes.
Yeah, no, that's a cool, it's a cool creature.
It's a badass bird.
One bird Kendra can get behind. Uh-huh.
The one bird that I can get bird. Behind is the actual, like, only evil bird.
No, there's a cassowary from Australia. Those are creepy.
Those murder people.
Yeah, those are evil birds. I don't like them. Thunderbirds are cool. Cassowaries are evil. But apparently, too, like, around Point Pleasant, there was a few other instances of, like, mass, like, death. So I think there was a tornado that hit and, like, killed, like, over 100 people. Mm-hmm. I forget what the other one was, but, like, both times, like, all three events, numerous people died. So that's why people are really, like, thinking that this is part of the curse.
Oh, right?
Plus, yeah. It was 1777 that I believe that he was killed.
Okay.
And, well, I guess it would have left 10 years until the end of the curse. But the bridge did collapse in 1967. So it was pretty dang close to the end of the curse.
Pretty
so
close.
I don't know if that's, like, kind of, I don't
it's
know.
It's eerie.
It's eerie. Yeah, right? So that's what I have for theories. So yeah, so now if you go to Point Pleasant, Mothman has become a huge pop culture icon.
And tourist trap.
He's very much a tourist trap. Yeah, so there's a Mothman Museum. There's a really cool actual statue you can go to Point Pleasant and see. So, like, their whole town, it's kind of like anybody's, you know, like, if you go to, like, to Wisconsin, they have the Hodag, right? So it's like, that's their town's thing. Or, like, the Flatwoods Monster. Like, it's, again, like, one of the cryptid tourist traps. But it's cool.
But it's cool.
That's cool. So yeah, so that was the long-winded history and mystery of the Mothman.
I liked it. Good job, Katrina.
Thank you.
Any sources, like, to
yeah,
help
so,
our listeners if they want to research this more? Or
yeah, so some of the websites that I used were allthatsinteresting.com. I love that website. A lot of cool stuff. Folklifescience.com. Wikipedia, just like a base.
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
Wikipedia is the salt to every, like, podcast episode that we do.
It is. Well, it's like how salt. You get your basic information and then Google, like, how everything goes together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I use the portalist.com, and then the heralddispatch.com is where I got one of the accounts from Charlene Wood, where she was on the bridge.
Okay.
So yeah, so you can go look at her account there, and there's a few more on that article as well.
And if any of you guys have your own theories or research on what the Mothman could be,
mm-hmm.
you can always email us at
fwplisteners@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Although I have heard, too, though, like, some people that have looked deep into the Mothman,
like, they're experts,
get threatened.
Wow. Okay.
So that's also a thing, right?
What? Well, listeners probably don't.
Don't dig into it so much.
Heed our warning.
I mean, do what you want to do. I'm not saying don't, but
heed our warning and don't research it.
Yeah.
Go listen to Katy Perry's Dark Horse instead.
Oh, no. The sound of our, wasn't it, like, middle school dances?
Oh, God. Wasn't that
like middle school?
I think so.
Yeah. Yep. What a time.
What a great time.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Oh, I wish we had that theme song. That'd be so awesome.
So sick.